Today is the final day of a Food and Drug Administration hearing on the use of antidepressant drugs called SSRIs in children and teenagers. The practice has become increasingly common. However, recently available data suggests raises questions about the drug's safety and effectiveness in children and teenagers. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report about a mother who credits the drugs with saving her daughter's life.
Sherry Walton lives in Paradise Valley, Arizona, near Phoenix. She ferries her daughters to school and dance class and horseback riding lessons and singing lessons. She volunteers with civic groups. But she also monitors mental health bills in the Arizona State Legislature for the local Mental Health Association. And last February, in the middle of a snowstorm, she and her daughter Jordan went to Washington, D.C. to testify before the FDA about antidepressant medications called SSRIs.
My name is Sherry Walton, and I'm here as a volunteer advocate. This is my 14-year-old daughter, Jordan.
Walton spoke through a set jaw to the advisory committee.
Because we know that public forums such as this usually only hear from those who have had negative experiences, we felt it was important for us to share our story.
Their story differed markedly from those of the four dozen other families testifying. They described children on SSRIs who had killed themselves or tried to, or killed family members. Walton told how the drugs had saved her family. Her three daughters, 9, 13, and 15, are all on SSRIs because of obsessive-compulsive disorder or depression. Both conditions tend to run in families. She herself is on an SSRI for depression. Walton became active with her local mental health association 6 years ago. 2 years later, as she was doing her job monitoring new bills that had been introduced, the stakes got higher.
I was here at home. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, because that's pretty much when, you know, my kids are asleep, everybody's done, and I'm able to sit down on my computer.
She found a new bill that required doctors to do complete physical exams, including thyroid tests and allergy tests, before prescribing SSRIs and other drugs for mental illness.
I could barely go to sleep. I was just horrified by what I read.
She was worried that doctors would become reluctant to prescribe SSRIs. She says life would be completely different without them.
Jordan would not dance. Katie would not ride horses. Kendall wouldn't sing. Jordan could very well be dead.
The local mental health association and several doctors' groups convinced the governor not to sign that bill. But similar measures have continued to crop up. Each time it brings back memories of Jordan's first bout with depression. Jordan hasn't forgotten it either.
It was pretty horrible. I wasn't having fun at all. I couldn't do anything with my friends because I couldn't socialize. I was depressed all the time too, and I was just out of control and stuff. So
one afternoon, Jordan burst into tears on the ride home from dancing.
Then became extremely emotional and said that she just wanted to die, that she wanted to commit suicide, that she was so miserable and she was such a miserable person, and she just couldn't handle any of it.
Earlier, Jordan had broken a mirror in the locker room. Looking back on it, she says she thinks she wanted to slit her wrists. She was already on one SSRI called Luvox for obsessive-compulsive disorder. The drug stopped her from laying out her clothes precisely and putting them on in a precise order, a process so involved that it took an hour or more to dress. But Luvox didn't prevent her depression, so her psychiatrist switched her to another SSRI, Prozac. She quickly felt better. Then last year, Sherry Walton saw a threat coming that wasn't from the Arizona legislature.
I was actually at the breakfast table on Sunday morning reading the paper with my husband, and I read an article about the FDA hearings, and I read an article about some of the organizations that were going to go there and were going to, you know, really ask the FDA to ban these medications. And so at that point, I looked at my husband. I said, you know what? I think I need to go to the FDA hearings in February. How do you feel about that? And he said, you know, I think you should.
She started writing her testimony. At first, the FDA told her she had 10 minutes. Then 5, then 2.
What I finally realized was I could tell one story. So I was going to tell Jordan's story. And I thought, you know what? I need to put a face with this story. I need them to see this beautiful child who is still here and is functioning and happy. So I went to Jordan and I asked her if she would like to come with me and if she would be willing to do that. And she said absolutely that she would love to.
Jordan and her mother appeared before the committee during the public comment period.
The daughter I have now standing here next to me is a happy, healthy, successful teenager. There is no doubt in my mind that the SSRI medication saved her life, and like the other SSRI antidepressants she has taken, gave her a chance for a full and complete life.
Her daughter Jordan didn't speak herself, but says she's glad she was there, even though she was a little uncomfortable.
Everyone, every single person, told nothing but negative stories. And so, like, when we got up there, like, people, like, glared at us and stuff. We're like, ooh, they're positive. How could they think this drug is so great and stuff?
David Fassler was also at the FDA meeting in February. He's a child psychiatrist and trustee of the American Psychiatric Association. He testified that the drugs help many children, but must be used carefully, and that more information is needed about their safety and effectiveness. He wasn't surprised that Sherry Walton was the only one to speak in favor of the drugs.
One of the reasons we tend to see fewer people who come out and tell those stories is we're still dealing with a lot of stigma. Parents are understandably reluctant to come forward and talk about some of these kinds of personal, private issues, particularly while their kids are still young and are still involved in treatment.
Jordan Walton started 10th grade in August and is dancing even more.
And inhale, lengthen, exhale, upper body up, elbows open.
She goes to classes after school 4 days a week and dances every day at the arts high school she attends.
I'm having a good year so far. Like, I'm having a lot of fun. We've been 3 weeks into the dance and school year, and I'm having fun. I'm loving it. I'm loving life a lot better.
Jordan's mother, Sherry Walton, thinks her daughter's appearance at the FDA hearing last February will remind the advisory committee that many kids have positive experiences with SSRIs. And she's found out other people were listening, too.
I got calls from parents who said that their daughter was very depressed or had OCD and the doctor wanted to put her on an SSRI, and the parent was terrified because of every bad thing they'd heard, and that mine was the first positive they'd heard, so would I please talk to them and tell them what my experience has been.
7 weeks after Walton's appearance, the FDA announced it was requiring the manufacturers of SSRIs to warn doctors that patients on the drugs should be monitored closely for signs of suicidal thoughts or agitation. Sherry Walton isn't at the advisory committee hearing this week, but she is sending written testimony. Yesterday, the advisory committee heard more than 60 public comments. This time, though, more than a dozen spoke out in favor of the drugs. Today, the committee will decide whether more restrictions on SSRIs are needed. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Part one of this story is at npr.org.